Okay, good morning. Masechet Nida Daf Lamed Bet Lev. Okay, and we're starting here on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Bet with the Gemara. So we saw the Mishnah. We had the Benot Kutim. We saw this Nidot Mari Satan. When they're from their cradle, they already see Nida. And we also saw this thing about Kutim Matam Mishkav Tachton Kedon. I explained that it seemed to make sense. We're talking now about if they lay on the top level. We'll see the Gemara's going to actually give us a new answer. And they're on Chayav on Biat Mikdash. Gemara's like, Hechi Dami. And what says, what is the story over here? Heichi dami, right? What are we speaking about? Because we said, benot kutim nidot mari satan. They already, the kutim daughters, have nidot from their cradles. It was either kachazian, if they actually see blood, right? Safiru didanami. Then what's the difference if it's kutim or our children? If there's physical sighting of blood, then our girls also should be nidot from a cradle. We the lo chazian. Right? And if they don't see blood, so didhu namilo. Then they also shouldn't be nidot. Why is there a difference with the same girls? There's no difference in biology between a Kuti girl and a Jewish girl. See, if they see blood, it should apply to us.
Your answer is not biology,
it's halacha. Okay, firstly, I accept an answer, by the way. I like an answer. I discussed it with Baruch Fesetin yesterday, and he said to me that Rav Baruch in one of his shiurim actually said something which wasn't in Jewish halacha. Something could have alluded to that. I meant to talk about it. But that would be a very good answer. Okay, but the Gemara seems to be saying the Kutim, at the end of the day, though, are almost like Jews. So with a Goy, you'd answer, that would be a good answer. Okay, but there are places where Chachamim do, like...
I agree with you.
My answer would be a good answer to the Gemara. Okay, I like it. Let's carry it. Okay, end of the shift. Okay. All right. So it was like this, right? Amar Rabbi Brei Drav Acher Brav Huna Amar Rav Sheshe. He says, what's happening here? Hacher b'maya skinan b'stama. B'stama. Look at Rashi over here. There's no Rashi over here. Okay, Rashi b'stama. It was when they don't see blood, just stama kuti girl, right? What does it mean? The chayban de ikami uta. Since there is this minority, the small minority. I'm saying the small minority, but the minority, the dechazian. They do see when they're kids, chashinan. But then we are choshesh, we do worry. Who's the tana that worries about miut? Because normally we say acherabim, right? We want to go after the rov. Go after the rov. And so why? Who's this tana de chayish? We all know who it is. Who is it? The government tells us that, okay? Rabbi Meir. We know that Rabbi Meir is the one who's choshesh to miut. And the government's going to prove it. How do we prove it? The Tanya, you're going to brighten your Vamot and your Bechorot. Right? It says like this. Katan uktana lo choltsin velo meyavnim divrei Rabbi Meir. A katan and a katana don't do chalitz or yibum. So if it's yibum, it's a boy. And if it's chalitz, it's a girl. Right? The girl's chalitz it. Why don't they do... I've got to find a way to tie these tables together. Why don't they do yibum or chalitza? Right? Amrul Rabbi Meir, Yafe Amarta Shein Choltzin. We understand why you say can't do Choltzin. Why not? Because Ishka Tuba Parasha, the Torah, the Pasuk of Sifri mentions, Lo Yachpotza Ish Lakachat Et Yevimto. Right? The man doesn't want it. Umakshina Ish and Ish, and we've got Ish and Isha or Hekesh one to the other. So it's just like an Ish needs to do the Yibum and Isha needs to do Chalitza. Right? In other words, with regards to it, if not, ish lakachat ish yavim tov, altai yavim tov, asare, and askrim, amra, ma'ein yavim lakim, lachiv shem Yisrael, lo avai yabi. That's with regards to the ish, if she's unhappy. With regards to chalitza, it says the ish. But why not yibum? Right? Why not yibum? Right? V'matam ein meyavnim. There isn't ish. It was amarein katan shem yimatze saris. Why not? Because a katan... The chance that a katan might turn out to be a saris, meaning that he won't be able to have children, right? And a katana shematimatze adonit shematonebi also adonit kind of children. Look at Rashi here. What's the problem if they can't have children? Second one lines of Rashi at the top, saris. Love bara kamat shem, which can't be making the shame. The whole idea of yibum is lakim shem echav b'yisrael, right? To establish his name. Ve'eno mitzuve liyabem. And therefore, there's no mitzvah to miyabem. The only doubt to miyabem is if you can have the children. V'chein adonit, so too with an adonit. V'chevan de miyabem below mitzvah. And since there's no mitzvah here in this act, nose eshet achiv bechinam ve'ervahiv bekareit. Okay, the whole idea to marry your husband, your brother's wife is an isur karet. The Torah allows you to do it for yibum, to lahakim shame. If you aren't able to makim shame, then it's just any other isur karet stays. You can't do it, right? So there, and but look at the idea. Shema yimatzei saris, right? Maybe she'll turn out to be a sari. Maybe she'll be a ironet. And then he said, "Venimtu pogim be'erev shlov makom mitzvah," like we just said. So how come Rabbanan didn't have a problem with that? Rabbanan zilbat taruba diktanim v'rov ktanim lav shrisim minu zilbat taruba diktanim v'rov ktanim lav aynuninu. What's the problem with chachamim? The majority of women, Baruch Hashem, are not aynunot, and the majority of boys are not shrisim. Then we go off to the rov, and then we don't worry about this miut. So we see from here that Rabbi Meir, who is choshesh for the miut, right? Amar the Shabbat day, Rabbi Meir, miut to the shchiach. What's this?
Don't we actually wait? I mean, it's not that we wait till he is
9 years old, isn't it?
We wait till he's a bar mitzvah so he can do the
yibum.
You don't wait till he's a minor. When he's a minor, he doesn't do it.
We
wait till he's.
There's a halacha there. There's a halacha there. Zilbat rubed ktanim v'roktanim
v'avsar shimon.
There's a halacha there. There's
poldrama bet. Katan eno choletz ad sheyeh ben 13 shana v'yom echad v'vdeku im mevi shtei se'arot. Rabbi Meir.
That doesn't mean he's It's the same.
Katan eno choletzet.
No, ani amarti al katan. Ktana eina choletzet ad sheyeh bat 12 shana v'yom echad. ובדקו אחר כך ומצא שהביא שתי סבא.
בצוע, קטן בדין בחליצה.
אני אומר, קטן בין 13 ויום, קטנה בין 12 ויום.
לא,
דין
נקטן לא חלה. קטנה, אין, 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 בת
12. כן,
כן. אז כמה צריך להיות זיל בת רובי לקטנים ורוב קטנים לאו שריסים נינו? That's interesting, eh? Halacha here is dafka on Rabbanan. Maybe it's a Rabbanan, maybe it's a writer, they can, it's Rabbanan, the whole thing. There's no note over here even.
And Rabbi Meir's logic, why just a minor? It could be anyone could be potentially sterile.
No, but then you'd know.
You wouldn't necessarily know.
No, you'd know. For example, if couple's married and they haven't got children, they've been married for 10 years, then you've got a pretty good chance that he wouldn't be able to maybe do yibum.
No, maybe he's not married.
I didn't know it was him.
Maybe he's not married.
It was her. Maybe he's not married. What's difficult for me here is that halacha seems to be the halacha on the Gemara anyhow, from like the basic coding of the Gemara, the halacha side is on chachamim. And here he's passing halacha. Who's that? The Rambam. Wow, okay. Okay, so that is Doresh Iyud. Okay, so we got a father that seems over here that we are choshesh to the miut. Good question. I don't know. And like I said, doesn't seem... Okay. I'm not sure why. There's a lot of long tosfot here, which... I think we have to adopt the Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam here in the Tosfot where he says, V'chihai gam v'chihai gam v'ein la'arich kan yoter.
Excuse me. One second, we'll put that on the wall.
Maybe.
Well, he says, "V'yesh tomar de'ain mo'edet pa'bedika ad shehu gadol min shabeshanim." Okay, and yeah. All right, I'm not sure. Okay, so now we're going to do the Ninu Amar. So the Gemara's got a kasha here on Reish Shammai. Right? So it seems to be Chachamim say we go off to the Rov. So Reish Shammai says, "Amar de Shamat le Rabbi Meir." Sorry, not Reish Shammai, Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir. Mi'ute de Shchiach. Eima de shamat lei Rabbi Meir miuta de shchiach, but miuta de lo shchiach mi shamat lei. So he says, okay, maybe we can live with Rabbi Meir's halacha with regards to miut de shchiach, which is a common miut, but an uncommon miut. Why do we listen to Rabbi Meir? Right, which is exactly this, right?
A
common miut means it doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. Whereas a miut she'enu shachiach, which never happens.
No,
but it's not a miut.
Okay, but I understand. Yeah. Right, well, we got dakuyotim. We can have a situation where, like, one in a million, you wouldn't be good, but if it's one in 100 or one in 50 or one in 60, it's something which is a miut, but it's something which happens every now and again. Right, so what says hanami miut shachiachu? This is a miut to shachiach. Okay, in other words, it's a miut. It happens very rarely, but it does happen. The Tanya, here comes the proof. Rabbi Yossi, Maase b'ein bol. Right? Ein bol, you have a look at Rashi, says ein bol is a place. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Ba'ein bol, or ein bol. How do they pronounce it? Ein bol.
Ein
bol. Right? V'hit bilua kodem le'ima. And they toiveled the woman, the baby, before her mother. Look at Rashi, the very first narrow lines. Yoledet nekeva, toveret le'yud dalet. Right? So a woman who gives birth, she has a baby girl, she's 12, 14 days, she's a Tamea, right? She only goes to mikvah after 14 days. Ubita ra'ata le'yom le'yomayim shenol, then her daughter saw blood, and they'll tell if she was born already. Vid bilua kodem le'ima mishum magat truma. They were worried over here that she'd be a Tamea, so therefore they toiveled her a few days after she was born, and her mother had to still wait 14 days, she was already toiveled before her mother. So there's such a case. V'amarebi, and that was Rabbi Yossi. Then Rebbe says also, Masim Beit Sha'arim, also in Beit Sha'arim, V'pilu HaKodin Ima, same story. V'amarebi Yosef, Masim Pompadita, V'pilu HaKodin Ima. Three cases, Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe, and Rabbi Yosef. Now the interesting thing over here is the reason that the Gemara gave was because of Truma, right? The first two cases in Ein Bul and Beit Sha'arim are clearly in Israel. Pompadita is clearly in Bavel. So what are we worrying about Truma in Bavel for? Okay, this is Gemara's question.
These are Jewish girls.
Bishlam and Rabbi Yossi.
I mean, the whole thing at the beginning, the question, the original question of Gemara.
Absolutely. 100%. That's exactly the Gemara's case was in Heikidami, Keitzad. That's how we got into this whole story over here. We worry about Rabbi Meir. Now, the Gemara's bringing stories. We'll come back to that. Right? So Bishlam and Rabbi Yossi with Rabbi Mishum Trumat Eretz Yisrael. That makes sense. Why we worried there so much? Look at Rashi, the Mishum Shemin Truma Chelit Yisrael, the Mifsida Benegia, because proper Truma Doraita. Even if there's Negia, right? If there's just a touching it, it really becomes Tame. Elad Rav Yosef Lamali, Rav Yosef in Bavel. What's the story of here? Va'amar Shmuel Ein Trumat Chul Asura Mi Shetume Yotzei Gufo. And didn't Shmuel tell us that Truma of Chutz La'aretz, there were makpid, right? There were certain places, like let's say, I don't know, on the borders, there were places where there were makpid about Truma. We saw them before even in Babel. They were at a certain level of Truma. But then it would only be a Truma that came out of your body. Okay, so Nina would be a body that came out of your body, right? But ever v'hani mili b'achila. And that's only you can't eat it. Abba b'negir, not probably touching. So even this girl couldn't have eaten the Truma. Would have been metame when she ate it. But if she touched the truma, metame it. So what was the problem? Why did they have to toivel her when she was a little girl? Look at Rashi. V'hani midi b'chila. Kula Shmuel amre b'bekorot. Halokeach b'heima v'afilu zav v'nida lo pas l'gna b'negia. Doesn't touch b'negia. Doesn't have a problem with chutz l'aretz. So Gemara says, no, amar ma'azot lo nitzcha. What's the chidush here? Why do we have to do this halokha? El l'socha. Shemen shel truma, right, to anoint, like rubbing oil onto her body. Look at Rashi there, so chashu, the sicha ka'achila. Sicha is like achila. Interesting, because on Yom Kippur, right, one of the things you ask her to do is sicha, right? It's achila shtia and sicha. So we see how the Gemara is before they're concerned, rubbing oil on your body is like eating. Right, sicha achila, v'achila kamina b'truma t'chul, asur l'nida. And v'achila kamina, it's like achila. And we saw that even achila, you can't eat. It's a sicha as well. Right, the Tanya, you've got a brighter. V'lo yichalu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem. So what does it mean? V'lo yichalu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem. Look at Rashi over there. The Tanya, the sicha kachile, how do we prove that? V'lo yichalu, b'parashat azrat tmeim b'truma kativ, is written there. Right, l'rabot et asach v'et ashote. So this v'lo yichalu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem includes the sach, anointing and drinking. Look at Rashi, what asach? B'chlal b'kodshim, b'lo yachel ad asher yitaher. right? You can't eat till you become tired. Shtia bichlal achira dichtiv. Shtia is including drinking as well. Tiv ve'achalta ma'aser degancha v'cholei. And degancha and tiroshcha, right? And tirosh is wine. Chamru. V'karele achira, so it says, v'bichlal kodshim lo yachel al asher yiteher. Right, v'achalta ma'asar degancha v'tiroshcha. So it's calling it eating. So we've got two psukim here, one for nesicha, one for sicha, one for drinking. The Gemara's going to have a problem with that, right? With the two psukim. We said a second ago, we said, v'lo yechalelu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael lerabot et asach v'et ashote. So the Gemara says, yeah, ashote, namelika, why is there a pasuk for shote, for drinking? Shtia b'chal achile, shtia is included in drinking, so eat is included in eating. And we've got a pasuk eating, why is there a separate pasuk for drinking as well? El rabot et asach k'shote. Tell us that anointing is like drinking. Okay, so we got sidetracked here tremendously, right? We started off asking about if they see blood, then what's the difference if it's a kuti or if it's a Jew? Then we got to who's a choshesh to miyut, Rabbi Meir. From choshesh to miyut, we then got to Rabbi Nanga after the Rov. Then we said to Rabbi Meir about a shachiach. Then we said that we brought three examples of Yossi, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, that they are shachiach, right? And then we had the Masim, and then we said, what's the reason for it? And we said, because of Trumat in Israel. So like, what about Pompudita? And then we said, there, because in Chutz La'aretz, we choshesh as well, only for achila. And then we said that sicha is like achila. Okay, remember just where we got to, right? So now the Gemara is talking about shtia and achila. Should lamini krawin shtia bichlal achila el rabbon asakeh. And the second article could be another source for this issue. Where's the source? V'tavo kamayim bekirbo uchashemin ba'atzmotav. Right, look at Rashi there. V'tavo kamayim beklala gabe rashakai. Right, they're talking over there. The Gemara says, "Iachi, that's the case." Now we come back to our question full circle. So the Gemara says, "Iachi, didanami." There's your question, Robert. See, that's the case. We got all these proofs, and it's a miyut to shichicha, and we and it does happen. Then why do we not make a distinction with our girls? Why do we say our girls not? Look at Rashi there, right? Iachi dechayish lemiuta. We worried about this miyut. Didanami litmu kuluhu marisatan. It's that our girls as well are tameyot from the time in their carriage, in their cradle. The Gemara says, "No, anan the darshinan isha veisha." We have a drosha. What's our drosha? Isha veisha. Now, if you don't understand what that is, look at Rashi. Lerabot didanami isha veisha. Lerabot ketana kedem afaresh. Right. So the Gemara says, "Vechi chazian." And then when they, right, we'll come, the Gemara's going to, in a second, going to ask what's this question, right? Mm-hmm. So don't worry about not understanding what this is. It says, Isha v'Isha. V'chichazian, they separate. Therefore, lo gazmu rabbanan. Because we've got this drosha of Isha and v'Isha, so our girls, as soon as they see blood, they separate themselves straight away. They weren't worried about it. Inu, the kutim, the Lord darsha Isha v'Isha. They haven't got this drosha of Isha and v'Isha. They don't separate, they don't move away, they don't separate themselves from their blood, and therefore Gazru Behu Rabbanant. Now, if Gemara assumes, okay, that's beautiful. What is this my Isha V'Isha you're talking about? What is this Isha V'Isha? In other words, this is the answer. The Tanya, you got a brighter. The Pasuk, the first Pasuk we're bringing over here says Isha. Right? Isha. Ainli Ele Isha. So we know about women. Tinokot bat yom echad lenida binayin. Where do we know about girls, even from one day old, there can be a nida? Well, it says ve'isha, because the pasuk has that vav, right? That vav comes to include whole other things. Look at the pasuk. Ve'isha asher ishkav ish otah shechvat zarev rachzu b'mayim v'timur arev. Right? So it says, Alma ki marbe kra bat yom echad marbe. Therefore, the fact that the pasuk said, the pasuk which we saw earlier on, which said Veisha kitye the zava. I read the wrong one. You're right. It's a dalid there. Sorry. Veisha kitye zava dam ye zova b'vshar shivat yomim tiye b'niata v'chol nogei bayit banayim. That one. Sorry. Correct. That is tweet. That's our famous pasuk, right? Tet vav yutet. That is the pasuk. Tweet, right? Veisha kitye zava. What it says, isha. It's veisha, right? So including all, even little girls. Alma, kirmar v'kav yom echad, and we very aminu, we got a stira there. Isha, ainli, ele isha, tinokot bat gimel shani v'yom echad lebia minayin. We've got another question now. Mm-hmm. We know that a woman is a woman who can have beer. Where are the three-year-old girl and one day can also have beer? Tamud lomar v'isha. That's that pasuk, the next pasuk that I misquote. That's the next pasuk. V'isha asher ishkav ish ota. So isha asher ishkav ish ota can have beer. V'isha, even little girl. Now we've got a problem, right? The one vav tells us from 1 day old, and the one vav tells us from 3 years and a day. How do we know that? Right? Why do we decide the one vav? Where isn't it in the written, in the side of the way the vav is written, that vav equals 1 day and other vav equals 3 years and 1 day? Shmuel says ve'isha, right? V'yom echad. Amar Rava hilchetaninu va'asmechinu rabbanan akrai. Says one of them is, look at Rashi, hilcheta le'inyan nida. He says a hilcheta, hilcheta meaning aloch le'moshe misina. Rashi will say that in a second. Bat yom echad ule'inyan bia bat gimel dvarim alalu halacha le'moshe misina hem kedvarish va'az hilchadim inayu hilcheta. So he says le'inyan nida bat yom echad ule'inyan bia dvarim alalu halacha le'moshe misina. One of them, one of these two is Aloch Moshe Mishinai, and one of them is learned from the Pasuk. Right? Isher Hilchata Ninu Vasmechinu Rabbanan Akra. So it says, Hai Kra Vahai Hilchata. Which is the one we're learning from the Pasuk, and which is Aloch Moshe Mishinai? Look at Rashi there. Hai Kra Hilchata Klomar. Michdi Kra Chade Minayu Mishtameya. Since the Pasuk speaks about one of them, Hai Minayu Mishtameya Mikra, below Hilchata. Which one is the limit from a pasuk? Not the halacha l'moshe misinai. The high minayu, it's trich hilchetem. Which one do we need halacha l'moshe misinai? Gemara says, "Ilaim a bat yom echad hilchetem." You want to tell me that the bat yom echad for nida is a hilchet halacha l'moshe misinai, and bat shloshanim v'yom echad kra, and the 3 years and a day old is a pasuk, but kra stamek ketiv. Look at Rashi. Kra stamek kayvan devav l'ribuyata kol shehu isha mashma bat yom echad. How do we know from a pasuk? The vav. It's just a vav. Where's the vav? How do you have vav means 1 day or 3 years? Aval bat gimel lo mashma minay tfei mi bat bet or bat dalet. How do we? Where do you get it for 3 years old? How's it any difference to 2 days or 2 years or 3 years? We don't understand. So he says, that's why I understand that the bat yom is hilchata and the bat shloshim is a kra. But that makes sense. And a bat gimel shanim yom echad hilchata. Okay, you're right. The Gemara says, okay. So the bat gimel is a hilchata. That's a mo'aloch Sinai. And bat yom echad is a kra. Look at Rashi. The bat gimel, inyan bia hilchata. That's a loch Sinai. The mikra lo mishnah. We call it from the pasuk. Because the pasuk just says a ver. V'rabbanan asmachta ba'al masbachua. Right? Rabbanan just brought the pasuk as an asmachta, but it's really loch l'moshe Sinai. Ubat yom echad l'nida. And that pasuk there, v'ishakit yezava, a tweet. That's a mishnah mikra. If we're going to tell me now that that is Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, so why do you need a pasuk? Since when I need an asmachta for Aloch L'Moshe Misinai? I haven't got asmachtas for Aloch L'Moshe. Normally we say it's a derabanan and an asmachta lekra. And the Chachamim brought an asmachta. Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, why do you need an asmachta? Look at Rashi here. Umeachar debir bakir Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, umikra lo mishtameya, ikar kra devav yetayr lemai ata. Because look here, we've got two psukim there, right? Both tweet and twich. Okay, yudchet, right? And they both got viz. So we understand on the tweet and the vav, tet vav yutet, we know we need the veisha for bia. For nida. But on that second one, tet vav yudchet, where it says veisha, what's that there for? We don't know, what's it really there for? The Gemara says like this. What's it there for? Now here comes a bomb. Okay, I warn you all. Here comes a bomb. Lemeute ish mi odem. Odem, right? Not odem, yeah, odem. Lemeute ish mi odem. What is that? Look at Rashi. V'afal gav de kra lav be odem mairi. The pasuk is not discussing blood at all, right? This red sighting at all. Al korchecha kevan de kra yetir tehu le drasha. Since it's meutar, it's redundant, that vav. It clearly comes for a drosha. Umay sheyesh lechali drosh. What can you learn from it? Tavara karov liinyan droshpo. Something which is similar to the subject, right? Vachi kama. This is how you're going to read it. Isha tameya bedavar haamurba. A woman is tamei from his body. What is that? Tainu odim from seeing red. Vain ish tamei bedavar haamurba isha. And a man doesn't become tamei from when a woman becomes tameya. So there was if a man sees blood. He's not a Tamei. You might have thought, it's like a woman sees blood, she's a Tamei. If a man has some sort of blood discharge, it's also a Tamei. It says the Pasuk, Ve'isha, only woman, not men. Look at Rashi, V'ikashia, and if it's difficult, Havle lemichtav lahach drasha gabe nida. See, maybe it should have been written there, gabe nida, not gabe yudchet, right? It should have been written on the yudtet, not Ve'isha, she ishkav isho tashich vatzer. It should have been written in the previous Pasuk, V'isha ki tiyezava. Actually, that's difficult for you, right? Maybe he's giving a gift to you. He says you can use it there as well. Why? Because with Nida, there's another pasuk for Nida. Right? The darshin lala kamanachi. We'll see it later on. Another pasuk where we can dosh as well. We need both the psukim. Both of them. We'll see later on. Hahu de gabe Nida lemote ish midam mamash. The one pasuk that tells us that a person who sees proper blood, he's memet memuat from Nida. She'en dama yutze mipi ama metame beziva. V'hayli meute shichvat zera adom. And the other pasuk will come and tell us, if you see a sperm which has got a slightly red tinge to it, hay b'mayde ishtame bay, v'hay b'mayde ishtame. Each pasuk will be on their own. So you'll see you're right. Rashi is a good question. And we're going to answer that later on. But bottom line is, we've got a situation over here where that vav is not really needed for our smachta. We need to teach the din that men who see blood are not tameim nida. Okay? Admit there was a bomb, no? No, it all took it in your stride so casually. Yeah. Really? I'm quite so gee whiz. I was blown away. Okay. So Gemara says, okay. But bottom line over here, right? We say Vahada Tanya, we basically came back to what we were about over here. Look, Rashi says, Vahada Tanya Isha, Linyan Zivakativ, Zavakativ. Veisha ki azov zov damayim rabim yamim shtayim rabim gimel. Right, says bottom line. This isha, where's it written? Is written about the zav. Is only ele isha, but asara yamim lezivu. Now, how do we know even a 10-day old can be a ziva? Tamud lomar veisha. Now, why do we get 10 days old? You see that Rashi, brilliant answer. Look at Rashi here. Why do we have to? Why is it 10 days old? But yami, but 10 days old is ziva. The batzir miachi lekas, but less than 10 days can't be a ziva. Why? Because you have shiva yamei nida, and nida always has to come first. You only enter at 7-11. A woman can't enter that 11-day period, which is a zava, until she's first been a ziva, a nida. And there's 7 days of nida, so she first has to be a nida for 7 days, and now she can be a zava. So you can never be a Zava less than 10 days old. A Zava Gadola. No, we're talking about a Zava Gadola here, bringing a Korban. You're right. A Zava Gadola is just Yom Neged Yom. But I mean, we're talking about here. A Zava Gadola, she's Tamei for Yom Neged Yom.
No,
she's Matame. She's Matame, right. Agreed. Right, but the Gemara is talking about over here a proper Zava. A Zava Gadola is not a proper Zava. No. A Zava Gedol is a proper Zava. A Zava Ketani is a halfway house. We're not worried about it. Right? That's the Gemara's question. We're talking about a Gemara, a proper Zava, that even a 10-year-old, after a 10-day-old, they have to bring a Korban. Her mother has to bring it for her, father bring it for her, but probably not, she'd be chayav of a Korban. Maybe she's going to wait till she's 12 and then bring it, but she's chayav already from today. I've got to defend the Gemara here, right? Otherwise, I mean... Varet says right, but he says the she'ain ziva derachar nidot. See Rashi says there only of the nidot. Can the fresh member shmeiter betrayte the mechilti? We've seen this already. So Talmud Amar veisha lameli. It's another Gemara stuck. Talmud veisha. The Gemara says lameli. Why are you saying a pasuk? Ligmar mi nida. We could learn it from nida. Why do they have to say a pasuk for? Look at Rashi here. Kevan debat yom echad metamei ben nida. Right, 1 day old. You see, that's only a chiddush of a zava, Steve, a 1 day, because a 1 day old nida is already metame. Right, maybe not. Right, kevan de bat yom echa metame benida, bat asara nam metame beziva. She ain ziva below nida, she ain ele lachar nidut. So what is the pasuk for? It's pasuk. If she's a nida, she's also a zava. If a bat yom echad can be a nida, then obviously a bat asara yamim, or in your case, Steve, even a bat shmone or teisha can be a zava ketana. We know it from Nida. Why is there a pasuk for that? It's a good more question. What's that? We need it. Why do we need it? I katav rachmana ben Nida. If it was just written ben Nida and not separately on Nezava, hava mina, we would have said what? Nida mishum dechi chazai chad yoma bayi lemeitav shiva. We know that a Nida, even if she sees for 1 day, she has to wait 7 days. Aval zava di chazai chad yoma would have thought that if she only sees blood 1 day as a zava, b'shomeret yom keneged yom sagila, right? And since it's day 1 day for a day, bless you, right? So we would say no. We would say that we don't have this Zava story. It only Nida, because Nida is a 7-day thing. But this one day for one day, we don't worry about a Zava for a little girl. Nida is 7 days. Okay. Velichtov Rachmana Bezava. So the girl says, okay, the other way around. Well, then, I'm not sure that I understand that so much, to be honest with you.
How's an infant? It's always going to be tummy if the mother is.
Hey?
The mother's tummy, the infant's always going to be tummy.
Why?
Because it's a suckle from the mother's breast.
No.
That's not being tummy?
Uh-uh. That's not called tummy nida. She's not an avatuma. She's not an avatuma. She, at the most, you could say she may be shiny the tuma. Okay. Original tuma, but she's not tummy other people. An avatuma is tummy other people. Tummy, we learned that the idea of tuma. The higher the level of kedusha, the lower the level of tuma that you need to metame it, right? And the lower the level, the higher the level of tuma you need. So we want to know now, this girl, what you're saying is she might at the most be a rishon tuma or a shein tuma, which means she isn't metame kalim. She's only metame och tuma. Understand? But if she's an other tuma, if it's from her body, then she's metame other things. So I'm not sure about that interesting question, what you're saying. Is a baby who suckles from a tamea mother, is she a tamea? Interesting question there.
What about a man who has intercourse with a nida?
No, a man, because a woman, he's tamea nida. He's 7 days. We learned that already. A boil nida sits for 7 days.
What would be an infant people?
No, but he's also infant having intercourse. She's just sucking, he's drinking milk.
Touching.
But even a man who touches a nida woman isn't sit nida for Shiva day. And he has intercourse. It's a boil nida.
There's the thing of the fluid.
So that's what I'm thinking, the maya not. We said the mayanot, but the mayanot that we spoke about was urine, sweat, right. And blood. It didn't mention breast milk.
But it sounds like...
I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
We have a section about where the breast milk comes from.
Where the breast milk comes from, right? If it's blood,
Or
if not.
There's a discussion about that.
Right.
Is the blood the
interesting. Good question. Wow. Well, good question. I don't know. All right. But even if she becomes a tamaya, even if the child's a tamaya, it's not an avatuma. Right. Even if it's a tamay, it's not an avatuma. No, because drinking tamay milk will make you avatuma.
Yeah. We never
hear. Alright, that's why I don't think so. No. I know different with tamay truma. I wouldn't go with truma. I don't know, maybe.
No, any child then would always be.
Right, every child. Well, we had that case about the child with the Issa. There was a whole sugya that we had with a child sitting there outside the Issa. We said that and therefore we said the truma was tamay. Because the child is always in the pach, in the zevil, dealing with the and she'll touch shratzim.
Yes.
We didn't say because the child itself was breastfeeding.
Yes.
Remember that? Yeah, that's so good. Right, okay. So now, so then we should have learned it rather from Zava and not Nida. Because if only had done it, ain't Zava, it would have known that there's no Ziva below Nida. And therefore, we never learned Nida because there's Zava. Obviously, there was Nida first. It was Elachinami. 100%. It's Elachra, love is the wife of the Pasuk. Let's see what Rashi was alluding to. Lemeuta Ishmi Odem. See how both these psukim we can use for man. Right? Look at Rashi there. Ligma benida the kamen debat yom echametam benida bat ba'ele krav ishulik lumuta ish miodem tahachi mashme isha metama benida velo ish. Okay? So Gemara says, hi, mi atzachadim. We've already learned, we've already got that mute above. We read the other pasuk. We learned the pasuk for hi isha. We said that now a second ago. Right? The previous pasuk which we learned. But now we ask the same question on both. Isha kidya zava, isha kashe ishkav ish. It was the previous pasuk. Umeachad hilchate cry lamelim. We said, limiuta ish miodem. We see already behind me at the chalas. We already learned that miut. Look at Rashi there. Ha behind me at the leil. We already learned that miut. Why to learn it again? Right. The Gemara says no. We need them both. Why? Chad lemiutay mishichvat zera vechad lemiutay midam. So Rashi explained. That was the Rashi.
So what was the third pasuk then for the miut for the woman for the 3-year-old or the?
No, we never had three.
You have to have. We use two of them for the man.
So there was it asmachta? Are you saying we've used them both?
Right.
So you're saying, where do we even learn? Unless we're going to say that they're both halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Okay. V'chein, the Gemara says, v'chein inan zecharim. Look here. V'chein inan zecharim marbe ben yom echad. The same idea here of a boy, also 1 day old. The Tanya ish ish. got a pasuk over here. The pasuk says, "Dabru b'nei Yisrael, amarta lehem ish ish ki yezav mipsaro zov tamehu." Why does it say ish ish a double barreled ish ish ya man man? Ma tamud ba ish ish rabot tinok ben yom echad shum tameh beziva. Did Rabbi Yehuda? But it says because even a 1 year old is even tameh beziva if he has is a zav. Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Yisrael b'yochanan b'ruko meir. I can't not mention what we said yesterday. Shid pariyanta. That was a great answer. I was complaining that there's a machlok. It seems to be amongst Mefarshim if Yishmael was really Chozer B'tshuva or not. So I said this to Rashid yesterday that I'm not convinced that Yishmael actually Chozer B'tshuva. So Yaniv Pariante said, he said, look, it implied that he was Chozer B'tshuva because we see that there were Tanaim who were called Rabbi Yishmael. If he wasn't Chozer B'tshuva, they wouldn't name their children after Yishmael. It's a good answer, Robert. Okay, Darren, what are you going to say about that? It was a good answer. It really was a good answer. And I have to mention it because I thought about it this morning as well. And we learned in the Ramban. You saw that as well. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rosh Rabbi Yochanan b'Ruko Omer. Ein tzarich. We don't need that, limud. Harei hu omer lezachar ulenekeva. Pasuk yet says, v'hadava benidata, v'hazav et zovo. We're speaking about a woman there. V'hadava benidata, if she has flows with her nida. Or zav et zovohim lezachar ulenekeva ulisha sheishkav im temaya. You see that ulisha sheishkav im temaya. You see that that's a boil nida there, right? Zachar lezachar koshu zachar bein shugar or bein shukatan ulenekeva koshi hi nekeva bein gla bein katanet. We have to have this limit of ish. It says yeah zachar v'nekeva. Zachar is not ish or ish or yelid. Zachar is a male. And yet, why did this whole limud over here of the ish of ish? So, Im Kain, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osh, Rabbi Yochanan and Meruka, what do we need Talm Ish for? Im Kain, Ma Talmud Omar Ish Ish. What's a double valued Ish for? Double barreled Ish. Dibra Torak, Vashom Mene Adam. He says, nothing. Nothing carried away. Dibra Torak, Vashom Mene Adam. So, Gemara says, wait a second. Amaki Marbe Kra Ben Yom Echad Marbe. Are you telling me that even from 1 day old, Torah is including it? For Aminu, that's difficult. We've got a pasuk. What's a pasuk? It says, Ish. Aini Ele Ish. We got a bright there which says ish. The Torah learns ish. Right? Ainli ele ish. Ben Taisha Shani Gomechabin Nain. Tamud Omar ve ish. It's a brighter. And according to you, we don't need that. Look at Rashi. Ainli ele ish. Ve ish ki te tsei menu shikhvat zera. And look at Rashi. Vachina. We can see the Mechad Kra Lama Li. Okay, that's good. What's going to right, so he said to him, Ish, so Amarava, this is the Gemara, like, Hilchata Ninu Vasmachinu Rabbanana Kra. Same answer we gave early on, right? It's very, almost like a cut and paste in the previous sugya. You're right, there's all these psukim. One pasuk is halocha, one pasuk is just a halocha, and one pasuk is a halocha lemoshim. We haven't really answered your question, Ara. I mean, thinking about it, we haven't really answered your question about the third pasuk. That's the Gemara says again, Hai Hilchata Vahai Kra, which is halocha, which is the pasuk, which is a halocha lemoshim, which is a asmachta. So it says, "Ilay me ben yom echad hilchata." If you're going to tell me that the 1 day old is a hilchata, alochem moshe v'sina, uben taisha and a 9 year old is the pasuk. So how can there be Christ amek ketiv? It doesn't tell us they're 9 year old. It says just ish, and ish or zachar. Everyone learn it could be any age. So much the other way around. Uben taisha shanim ve yom echad hilchata. That must be alochem moshe v'sina, because that's not mefurash in the pasuk. Uben yom echad kra. The 1 year old, 1 day old is the pasuk. That we understand. So Gemara says, "V'chimi achar diyuchete he kra lameli." So now you're telling me, "Okay, aloch l'moshem isina." So the same question again: why in the pasuk? What in the pasuk? For lemeute ishemi lobe. Now we go the other way around completely. You say, "No, you know what? That if a woman sees white,
that's okay.
Then that's not like a man sees white. A man sees white, it's a zava.
Mm-hmm.
Woman sees white, we don't worry about it." Most I don't understand. Lameli michta b'scharim, but lameli michta b'nekeva. So why do I have to learn this din about men and women, both on women's zacharik and nekeva? Was this tricky? We have to. Why? If the Torah just wrote this din with regard to Zacharim, we would say there, Mishum de Metamo Bereiot Kebeyamim. What's the special din about a Zav? Rashi says that Yeruki Bereiot Kebeyamim. Bein Shero E Gimel Beyom Echad. A person, a man to be a Zav Gadol, has to see 3 discharges, right? That could be 1 a day for 3 days, or 3 in 1 day. Okay, morning, afternoon, and late afternoon. A woman can't be. Bein shorei shalosh b'shlosha yamim. Right, retzufin havei zav. Kedafinu b'babakama. We don't know the barakama. Because it's l'zachar l'kema. Ma nekeve b'yamim, avzachar b'yamim. Right? וריות בגוף הכתיב, מנה כתוב שלוש, וקרות תמה, אבל זווה, look at this, ברשת, בבדרגות to a זווה, שראתה שלוש ביום אחד, לא הביא a זווה. A girl, woman has to see if for 3 days blood. If she has 3 drops of blood in one day, it's not a זווה גדולה. That's considered one day. Next day, 3 drops as well, that'll help us. It's a זווה קטנה. Only on the third day, now there's a machloket, you're showing me exactly how this counts. Exactly how it happens. Yeah, we're going into that now. Right? So we would have thought, if Kerech Mala Bezachari, we would have thought, to be Tamar Baraka Yibamim. About the Kaivo, to not be Tamar Baraka Yibamim, Emel would have said, doesn't apply to women at all. Because women don't have Yamim, Riyot Kayamim. So we would have said, it only applies to men, not to women. So that's why we had to write it in women. If we just written it about women, what would we have said? If E, Kerech Mala Bezachari, would have said, Mishum de Kemetamu Ba'ones. A woman, what's special about a woman? Ones over here means, I think Rashi says it. Rashi on that. Ones means, like, remember we saw, like, if she jumps, for example, if there's kvitzot and she sees blood, or if she eats spicy food and she has blood. These things all bring on, but they can bring on semen as well. So with ones for blood, it's considered a sighting, a re'ia. Ones for semen, for ozav, is not considered a sighting. So if a guy is eating curry and he has a sighting, that isn't counted for someone. A woman who has a hot curry and then sees blood is counted. Right? That's called ones. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Sorry, Rashi, did it become ones? Aval zacharim, de lo mit amu ba ones. It doesn't. Look at Rashi here. Dichtiv mipsaro. Because it has to be a proper, a regular discharge. Velo machbat onso. Zavva, says Rashi, mit ama ba ones. Bahai pirke. We'll see that on daf lamed vav. Right? Keshehu omer ki yazov zov dama. When it says that blood flows, hare ones, even including ones. So that's why I'm a law, therefore tricha. We need to have it in there and in blood. So let's just, before we go on to the next part of the Mishnah, let's just see if we actually answered our question. Because we don't really answer our question, right? We started off asking the question, if it's a reality and there is blood, then why are we making this thing between kutim and ours? And we went all the way around with all these psukim of ones and men and blood and woman blood and men blood and white and red, etc., and from different ages and all the psukim of different ages, but I don't think we actually answered the question of why, unless we say, like we saw here in the Rambam, that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and we are choshesh even for our girls, and therefore there's no difference. And then we've answered it. When the Gemara said, why don't we? Rabbi Meir says, well, we don't, because it's the same thing. We don't make a distinction. It's the only way to understand it, right? If we say the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Which is difficult because, like I said, that letter bet was on the Chachamim. We have to check it up later. Okay. Now, the Mishnah said, Akuti metamin mishkav tachton kelyon. Right? The bottom, and I said yesterday, that what did I think it means? That it means like if they sat on the mattress and there are 10 mattresses beneath them, the bottom mattress is tamay just like the top mattress. But the truth be told is that if you think about it, then what's the chidush? Everybody's metamay elyon ketachton if that's the case. Right? Everyone is a Zav or a Tameh is Tameh that. So why is it specific to Yuchanin? That's the Gemara says over here. Gemara says, my Mishkav Tachton Kedion. What is this bottom like the top? Ilema, yeah, the Gemara says what I said. Ilema de'ika eser matzaot. Feel like they're like 10 sheets. V'yativ alayhu. And they sat on them metamulhu. That's pshita. The hard daras lehu. It's the drisa. That's tumat doris, right? Midras. Right? So that can't be. Ella, see, the Gemara says, no. What is the chidush? What's it mean specific, unique to kutim? Ela sheyehe tachtono shel bo'el nida, right? Ke elyono shel zav. Now, what is this? Now, look over here. Look at Likutei. If you've got a Likutei Rashi, if you haven't, share with someone who has. Because it's important, very important. Robert Michael, maybe look inside what Robert's over there. Orin, look. If you got an Ira, show him. It's quite a different one. Look, many share with them. Look here. He said, because he quotes a Gemara here, a Gemara in Sanhedrin Nunha. It's the second one, and the Dibur Matchil Tachton Keelio. Says, She'ein Mishkavo Shel Bo'el Nida, Chamur Ke Mishkav Nida. So now a boil nida, who we said a second ago, a person who has relation to the nida, he's now a tame. This is the difference between him and a nida. Because remember, a nida, the nida comes from her body. It's a high level tumor. A boil nida has got a lower level tumor. So what's going on over here? It says the mishkav, if he sits on something, the tumat mishkav is not like a nida, right? Uke mishkav zav, and not like a mishkav nida or mishkav zav. Shenasim av hatuma, they become av hatuma, a zav or a nida, right? Letamei adam vekeilim. See that? They metamei people and keilim. Dichtiv bayu v'chol asher yiga b'mishkava. Because it says that everything that they touch. Ela harei hu, what is this boil nida? Ke'elyono shel zav, just like the upper, the outer clothing of the zav. Right? Beged shenisa al gabei hazav. She'eino ele rishon letuma, ve'eino metame adam v'keilim ele ochlin. So the zav, his clothes, become a rishon letuma. Right? And therefore, if you the clothing is only metame, right, food, not adam v'kelim. With me? So that's what he says over here. He says, "My elyono shel zav eno metame ele ochlin u'mashkin af tachtono shel boel nida eno metame ele ochlin u'mashkin." Okay, look at Rashi over here. I think tachto means his lower clothing, probably like the shirt, like a vest. What do you call it in America? What do you call like a sweat, like this under your undergarment, you know, like that. With a jacket on the outer side has a lower level, right? Like the Gemara says, Edonor shel zav minalan. Where do we know this din over here about Edonor shel zav? So the pasuk says, "V'chol yogea b'chol asher yetachtav yitma'ar ha'arev, v'hanosei otam yechabes b'gedei rechatz b'mayim b'tamei ha'arev." So the difference between what's tachtav and what's nosei, what's above, right? My tachtav. So my tachtav. What does it mean here, tachtav? Right? Im to'ilei metachtav dezav, right? To whom midras hazav to metzav miveish asher yigah b'mishkavon. Now we learned the pasuk. Ela hanogea b'chol asher yezav tachtav. What is that? Elyon shel zav. Okay, let's stop over here. We'll carry on with this tomorrow.